Hello and welcome to ESA Talks. Today we're going to talk about one news, what happened. China is helping Russia ramp up its defense industrial base at such a large scale that Moscow is now undertaking its most ambitious expansion in military manufacturing since the Soviet era as it continued its war against Ukraine. I have talked about that Russia is doing 10 times more weapons, ammunition, rockets, drones and things, more than the West do, 10 times more, like Europa, United States, Canada and Australia and everything together. Now they are even stepping up more further, so probably they are planning for one continued war after the Ukraine war. And probably they're gonna do this continue war within five years, and that is probably they're gonna attack one of the maybe Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estland, or even Poland from White Russia. Never knows. If they take Ukraine, they have of course Poland can go to Of course, they can go through White Russia, but is White Russia ready for that? I don't think so. But they are stepping up quite a lot. And I have talked about this before, and West doesn't listen, because West need to build more factories. United States, Canada, Australia, Europa, whole Europa. Need to step it up and start to manufacture like 20 times more now, because they are so far behind that you don't imagine from the Russia how much they are doing. I told you they are using many shells and ammunition and weapons from North Korea, and they are not using much of their own equipment actually now, only that they have put in before. And they are getting new from North Korea. They are giving them grain and food in exchange. And that's why they are saving a lot of ammunition, weapons, shells and rockets for future war. And this is not what West are ready for. If they are planning to do it 5 years, the West have no chance at all. Only by using nuclear bombs or rockets that they have the chance. But if they're gonna be a normal war with shells and ammunition and rockets, then the West have no chance, because they can put like 50 million soldiers without no problem. And probably China is giving a lot of other equipment. Like they can easily produce a lot of military clothes for Russia, and of course they are able to produce a lot of helmets and bulletproof vests and things for Russia. And probably Russia is doing that to step up the security of their soldiers. And of course they are said they're gonna put a lot of soldiers next to Finland border, Putin said, and weapons next to Finland's border, because Sweden go also to the NATO, and also Finland is on the NATO. But Finland is ready for one war, but not for nuclear war, but for one war with ordinary, like Ukraine is doing now. But if he coming like with a couple million soldiers, that's gonna be a problem for Finland. Or even the Scandinavia, if they're coming with many million soldiers and equipment for that, that's gonna be a problem. So please, West, you need to step it up, build factories, 10 times more factories. You need to do it now, because in 5 years it's too late. I'm gonna tell you that you're gonna be sorry for that, because Russia will conquer the Europa if you don't do it. Hope you like this episode, and follow me, please like and share to your friends, and see you next episode.